Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens,
they're a-clucking.
Other animals, and action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Well, good morning there, Rockaholics, and happy Blue Friday. Welcome to the end of the traditional work week. Danny and Steve, I know you two together had a late night on a school night earlier this week, and then I had a late night on a school night last night. I always feel like the telling sign that you were out way too late is when you wake up and go to brush your teeth and your toothbrush is still like very wet from the night before.
Wow. I have never noticed that.
You've never noticed that?
Well, I don't brush my teeth in the morning.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
So, yeah, I mean, I got in after 11 last night.
Wait a second. So yesterday you were telling us you're going to go to the Bob Rivers tribute show, which is awesome that you're able to make it out then. I heard it was fantastic.
So great.
And you said, but we're going to make sure we leave because my husband and I want to make sure we're in bed by 10 o'clock.
Mm-mm.
Did you leave the venue at 10 o'clock?
I looked at the clock when it was 8:34, knowing this is the time that we need to leave if we're going to be in bed at 10. And Brad's like, I'm not ready to go. I really want to see Andrew Rivers do his comedy set. So we did wait, and it was worth it. It was definitely worth the wait. But I am running on like sub 4 hours of sleep right now. But I feel pretty good, all things considered.
Oh, good for you.
Do I look okay?
You know, Danny and I clearly care more about this show, and we're willing to get our full 8 hours, which never happens, actually.
No.
Yeah, you're fine.
Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Your hair's a little bit of a mess, but it's fine.
It is funny how there are telltale signs of like, oh, crap, I did not get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Like, for you, it's the toothbrush thing. For me, I swear to God, every time I come to work, we have an app to get up to this floor. And the app, the icon is white.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I'm like, freaking app's not working. And I look, I'm like, oh, I'm on ChatGPT right now. I clicked on the wrong app because they pretty much are the same. I'm like, I need more sleep.
Yes. Well, there's always the weekend to try to catch up.
Is that really going to happen?
Probably not.
Okay.
Let's do the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And man, oh man. Well, first of all, happy National Pickle Day.
Dill pickles are the best pickles.
Yeah, big day today. Well, how are you going to celebrate National Pickle Day?
Dill pickles.
Just dill pickles.
All of them.
I kind of want to, just like take a bath with dill pickles and eat them all.
Oh.
Well, how's that any different than any day that you have?
That's also fair.
Let's go somewhere where we get some fried pickles.
Oh,
some
I love
freckles.
A fried pickle.
Oh, let's go to Twin Peaks. in Tequila.
You don't have to ask me twice.
All right, in.
All right. So that's what we'll be doing after the show today is going to Twin Peaks. It's going to be a great time. Hey, oh, man. I think it's just the story that broke everybody's hearts. A man who broke so many records this season, and now our hearts are broken because of him. Because, well, Cal Raleigh was not your American League MVP.
So disappointed.
Yeah, I know we're all mad. I try and put myself as an outsider, like, okay, remove the Seattle Mariners bias. And Aaron Judge had a phenomenal year and deserves to be MVP any other year but Cal Raleigh.
Right?
As much as I'm like, oh, no, I'm just being biased. And I get, like, he did not have, you know, a very high batting average. It was, like, around 250 or under that, I think. And maybe if his batting average was a little bit higher, that would have had something to do with it. But have we forgotten, critics and writers, that this isn't the most valuable batter? This is the most valuable player. And I don't think you can argue that there's a more valuable player for a team than Cal Raleigh.
Damn right.
I mean, he broke a bunch of records as well. 60 home runs. But again, I think the batting average was the thing because Aaron Judge had a monster season. So it's not like as if he got... Yeah, as a Seattle Mariners fan, I felt like he got robbed. But I think if you were just a baseball fan, you would be like, oh, that's a bummer. But both guys really would be deserving of the MVP honor any season.
I'm going to take a long time to get over this.
All right. Did you happen to catch Aaron Judge doing an interview with Major League Baseball about winning the MVP?
No.
All right. Well, he does give a little love for Cal Raleigh. And here he is talking about it.
What a moment. Congratulations to the great Aaron Judge. Judge, this is, I'm taking you back as a kid in Linden, California. You know, for all the kids out there, my own son Shaz, he loves you. Your favorite player.
Yeah, screw Shaz or whoever he is. He should be a fan of Cal Raleigh.
Yeah.
What's the advice you give to all the kids out there?
Well, first off, just congrats to Cal Raleigh, Jose Ramirez, you know, everybody out there, man. They had two incredible seasons. You know, it's always fun playing against those two, you know, especially when we play Seattle, man. The main objective is, you know, make sure Cal doesn't beat you, man, because he can beat you from both sides of the plate. And
yes, because he's the most valuable damn player. Also, though, can we address, did you happen to catch the interview at all?
No.
The video is, I mean, it made me kind of like Aaron Judge a little bit more because I don't know what the hell is going on in this, but he's being interviewed and he has his entire family with him.
Also, why does he look like that 90s picture of The Rock?
That's what I was going to say. He looks like, you know, like a wish.com version of The Rock. He's got the necklace with the turtleneck and the entire time he's petting his dog while holding his wife's hand.
It's a long-haired dachshund, a wiener dog.
And there's another dog that's behind him that's like walking on the couch. The entire thing is absurd. It's on YouTube if you want to see it. I know it's hard to watch because it's just kind of, it triggers bad memories.
Stirs up some feelings.
But it is the dumbest visual, and I kind of like him a little bit more because of that.
I like it, too.
Yeah.
Well, there were four Mariners named to the All-MLB teams. Cal Raleigh and Julio Rodriguez made the first team, while Brian Rue and Andres Munoz earned second-team honors. So that means Seattle is tied with Philadelphia for the most selections in baseball. Of course, our boy Big Dumper, fresh off a historic 60-home run season and an AL MVP runner-up finish. This was just such a standout year for our guys.
I know.
Although nothing ended the way we wanted it to, this is just a really exciting year to celebrate.
There's no guarantee, of course. But who's to say that he doesn't have even a more of a monster season next year?
Damn right.
I sure hope so.
Next year is our year.
Hey, last night was the Kraken's night. Why didn't I do that when we were there?
Yeah, Steve, we go on the wrong night. Every single year, we go on the wrong night. They lose, and then the next game, they win, and I was getting mad on the couch last night.
Why is Seattle sports making us so sad? We're sad because the Kraken won. What a freaking third period for the Kraken to end up beating the Jets 5-3. The Jets are a really good team, so it's always good to see that. Grubauer, he played a great game between the pipes as well, so that was nice to see. They play the Sharks tomorrow here at Climate Pledge Arena, so there you go. As far as weather, we've got a high of 53 degrees. It's going to be drizzling today. And that's the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
This Sunday, our Seattle Seahawks have a huge game taking on the LA Rams on the road. And every week we get to catch up with a Seahawk. We're about to catch up with a Seahawk at 6:20. But here's the deal. We have no idea who's calling in yet.
Isn't that great? They're like, we got a player for you. We're just not sure who.
So we're going to chat with somebody from the Seahawks at 6:20.
Go Hawks.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Blue Friday, one and all.
Let's go Hawks.
Let's go Hawks. So excited to be catching up right now with linebacker Drake Thomas of our Seattle Seahawks.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, we're doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm sure you don't really pay attention like we do to all the national broadcasters, all the TV shows, when everyone's talking about this feels like a playoff game coming up with you guys in the LA Rams. But it does this for us fans. Like, you know, two teams at 7-2. How are you feeling going into the weekend?
You know, I'm excited. It's, you know, no change in the approach or the preparation. You know what I'm saying? So just to take the same approach and prepare the same, you know, way that we do every single week. That's really where I'm at right now. So I'm, you know, it's focusing on that.
If you're just joining us, we're chatting with Drake Thomas of our Seattle Seahawks. And, you know, anytime we match up with the Rams, it always seems to be kind of this funky rivalry. You never really know which way it's going to go. What do you think is the key to going into this game prepared and ready to put another W in the win column?
I would just say executing whatever the coach's calls are, you know, knowing what we're going to get, knowing how they're going to attack us. Like I said, it's really the same approach every week. Just because it's the Rams this week doesn't really change the way that we're going to go about it. You know, we're going to watch their scheme and make adjustments based off that. But as far as the mindset and the mentality, I'd say it stays consistent.
And Drake, if you don't mind, this might be a dumb question for you because you've been playing in the sport. You've been in the league for a few years. You know, we're just these people that watch on TV or go to the games and watch. But can you kind of give us like a little bit of a day in the life of Drake Thomas after you play against the Cardinals? The place is rocking. It's, you know, Lumen Field is incredible. You're on the high of highs. You have this great win. What happens after that? You know, you leave Lumen Field. What are you doing? Like, are you still on an adrenaline high? Do you need to just go home and lay down? Or, like, what goes on after the game?
Yeah, I go home and I relax. My family was here, so I was able to go spend some time with them, watch the film, and really just spend time with my family, honestly.
Drake, you mentioned family, and I know we've got Thanksgiving coming up. Out of curiosity, when it comes to all the Thanksgiving dishes that end up on that table, which one are you going for first?
I think it depends. It depends who's cooking, like what, like where I'm at. Because like in the South, people will, like mac and cheese is a staple in Thanksgiving. But like you leave the South, and that's not like your normal Thanksgiving type of dish. Like a sweet potato casserole, maybe. I mean, I like the turkey. Yeah, I like it all, honestly, though.
Well, first of all, you blew my mind. The idea of having mac and cheese at Thanksgiving sounds like the greatest idea, and I think I'm going to have to talk to my wife about doing that this year.
Yeah, it's the best.
And then the guys on the show, they give me a hard time. And in fact, we had Walter Jones, Seahawk legend, on with us, and he agreed with me. I'm a big fan of the candied yams with the marshmallows and the sweet potato. How do you feel about that?
I love that. Candy yams are great. It's definitely a must-have.
Thank you.
All right, fine. You guys can have your candy DMs. But Drake, when it comes, okay, now we're moving on to dessert. We got pumpkin pie, we got apple pie. Which one are you going for?
I'm not a huge pie person, but I'd probably say apple pie. I probably, if you get like a scoop of ice cream with it or something.
Okay, I think we could all agree on that one.
Yeah.
All right, Drake, I have another question for you that's a silly one. Who have you become friends with on the team that maybe you weren't really expecting to form a close bond with, or you know, it just kind of came out of nowhere that you have kind of broed down with one of your teammates?
I mean, I feel like it's hard to choose one. Like, the entire you know, roster is pretty close-knit. You know, we've built a great culture here, and everybody has really good relationships. I wouldn't say there's one specific person that I'm surprised that I've become friends with, because in a locker room, you know, everybody's always talking, everyone's always chopping up, making jokes, having fun. So I'm used to that locker room environment where everybody gets along, everybody's friends, honestly.
All right, so you mentioned jokes. Who's the funniest guy on the team?
We got some funny guys. I would say Jake Bobo's up there.
Yep.
Spoon is up there for sure. Those are the main two that come to mind. AJ Barner, he's a pretty funny guy too.
And Jake, as a guy who's playing on defense, and the defense has been just, you know, celebrated all season long and deservingly so, I was wondering though, now as a guy who's on the sidelines when the offense is out there, if you had to pick, while watching your teammates play, if you had to pick one like MVP on the offensive side of the team, not just MVP like when it comes to stats, but maybe just like a guy that motivates the team in the locker room, or however you view a most valuable player, who would you put at the top of the list?
I mean, I think I would have to go Sam, probably. Yeah. Because he kind of runs it all. It's all kind of driven through him. And I feel like just the mentality and the consistency and the type of person that he is every single day, it's really impressive. And it's really cool to watch. Along with, you know, Jax and Coop and, you know, all those guys. They're great guys, and they do a great job of whatever coach is asking them to do. So
Drake Thomas of our Seattle Seahawks, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck in L.A. this weekend. We know you're going to bring home that victory.
Yeah, appreciate you guys for having me.
And Drake, thank you for siding with me with the candy DMs. I needed some more backup.
Yeah, no problem. You got to have them. Got to have them.
Thanks, Drake. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Now it is simple question time, Rockaholics. So we need you to call 206-803-ROCK. And we promise this question is very simple. But in order to ask it, you have to call 206-803-ROCK. We will ask that simple question after Pearl Jam. Just in case you missed it, we were just catching up with Drake Thomas of the Seattle Seahawks and chatting with him about what he does after being on such an adrenaline rush like playing at Lumen Field.
But can you kind of give us like a little bit of a day in the life of Drake Thomas after you play against the Cardinals? The place is rocking. It's, you know, Lumen Field is incredible. You're on the high of highs. You have this great win. What happens after that? You know, you leave Lumen Field. What are you doing? Like, are you still on an adrenaline high? Do you need to just go home and lay down? Or like, what goes on after the game?
Yeah, I go home and I relax. My family was here, so I was able to go spend some time with them, watch the film. And really just spend time with my family, honestly.
That is like 1,000% the opposite of what I would do after a big win like that. I would be out in the town.
Hit the streets.
I was going to say strip clubs. I'm like, you know, before I was married, yes. But I definitely wouldn't be going back watching film of the game. I'd hang out with my family.
Sure.
But it's just what the difference of why that guy's a successful athlete and I'm
and
sitting on
here.
A chair right now.
Well, Drake Thomas has inspired our simple question. Our simple question is this. What was the biggest adrenaline rush of your entire life? Katie, you are in DuPont this morning. What was the biggest adrenaline rush of your life?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Katie? Well,
this is a really hard question for me because recently I was trying to think, okay, what's the biggest? And I'm a teacher and I teach middle school kids. And after school one day, this is a couple of years ago, it hasn't been recent, but there was a fight and I had to go. I went in and bear hugged a kid and had to pull him out of the situation. And that was probably the biggest adrenaline rush I can remember recently. And it was intense.
So do you aim for like the weaker kid or like are you assessing that or are you just like, I just got to grab one of them?
Well, I wish it was the weaker kid. Oh, my Lord. No, it was a kid I knew. He was a student of mine. He was taller than me, stronger than me, bigger than me.
Jeez.
But, man, that bear hug, I just, like, you are out. And it took me, I would say, a good 45 minutes afterwards to just, like, stop shaking and to start breathing normal again. And thank God it was at the end of the day, because I could have not walked back into my room after that and thought.
Oh, yeah, I would be just sitting around, like, I can't even drive right now. I would just be, like, staring at the wall, like, how do I calm down from that guy? You know, the last thing you ever think is you're going to have to tackle one of your students.
Right. Well, and it was, you know, it was, he was just beating the crap out of another kid, so I had to get him out of there. And yeah, it literally, I had to pace for almost 45 minutes around my building just to re-regulate myself. It was crazy.
And I'll be honest, like, that was way more intense of a story than I thought you were going to say. They're going to say it when everybody yelled 6'7", and you know, how are you handling that in the classroom?
Oh God, I roll my eyeballs and I'm just like, y'all are dumb.
That's awesome.
The Daily Mix Show.
I do believe someone out there can beat Steve, the man that has 355 wins, 123 losses, and 102 ties so far this year. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will play Beat Migs at 650.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.